Welcome to Michigan Ice Guys, podcasting to help you fish hard water better.
Hey guys, welcome to the MI Ice Guys. We're podcasting hard water fishing in the Great Lakes State. I'm Chaz. Steph's here.
Yeah.
Anthony's here.
Here I am.
And Chad's over there. We just drug him in off the ice, and he had to go to the boat shop and everything else. So he's a little grumpy tonight, but hopefully he won't take it out on you, the listeners. But anyway, we just thought we'd start off this evening kind of bringing you up to speed on what's been going on in the local lakes and the fishing that we've been able to get out and do. The weather's been up, down, round, windy, cold, snowy. It can't make up its mind. It's something different every day. Yeah. So
we've had rain.
We've had rain. It's been just squirrely. So I got out on Reed's Lake a little bit and popped a few more of those crappie. They're being very, very finicky. They're moving a lot still. So our favorite hole in Reed's Lake stuff is still not identified itself to where we can just sit down and make fools out of everybody by tossing fish on the ice. But with a little work and running with the hopper bucket, I've been getting fish. Now, what have you been up to, Steph?
I've been past couple weekends scouting over on Croton.
Oh, so yeah. The tournament was coming up, and you had to get ready for that.
Yeah. So we've been fishing a lot of deep water. I tried deep, shallow, flats, river channel, just going all over the place to, you know, see what kind of fish and where they're at so we can find them on tournament day.
Yeah, mapped them all out with Dale, eh?
Yeah.
Did Al ever show up there to help you?
Al came up one day, but they weren't biting, so we went to another lake and caught our limits.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Now, Anthony, where have you been playing here close to home now that you're back from tournament roundabout?
Well, now that I'm back from tournament roundabout, I've also been on Croton chasing other tournaments, following Steph around, checking all his holes.
I thought you followed me around.
Yeah, that was tournament day.
Well, it saves on your drilling arm, doesn't it?
Yeah, my drilling arm's strong. So
good. We need to save those for world. But now, Chad, where have you been fishing lately around home?
Oh, I was doing the same thing they were. We went out a little bit today. We went to our little bluegill honey hole, which flopped. And then we went to a little lake over by Truefin and caught a decent amount of fish, a couple good ones.
I will say that Jack outfished both of us.
Well,
for
size-wise, maybe. Glad you brought somebody along that could catch fish.
Yes.
Now, Chad, have you gotten to take the kids out fishing?
Yeah, we went out to Croton one night, me and Brian did.
Yeah? How'd Brian do?
He did pretty good out there. It was the last hour of the night, so they bit pretty decent. But other than that lake doesn't really like me.
He was whooping those crappies up. I seen them.
Yeah.
Well, he got one crappie and like seven bluegill.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Now, we got some good weather coming up. We got some ice weather coming. I heard the forecast that they're talking below zero for a couple of these breaks that are coming through. So that ought to make some ice, and it probably is going to affect the bite a little bit.
Yeah, we got some good cold weather coming up.
And doesn't sound like a lot of snow, but a little snow with it.
Yeah, a little bit of lake effect snow is going to come in depending on which way the wind blows, but I've seen temperatures -6 up by me for Thursday morning and single digits on Saturday.
That ought to get that ice creaking again and build it up even a little thicker.
Yeah, we did find Chad's kryptonite, and that's Croton.
Croton is Chad's kryptonite. All right. So now, as the season's progressed around here, Steph, have you been seeing any change in the bite? What do you got to do with your lures?
It's varied quite a bit here lately. I mean, it's been an aggressive bite, and then they've been slow and just wanting it almost dead-sticked. So you got to look in your flasher and see what the fish want and dictate presentation-wise.
And you got to be afraid. You can't be afraid to drill holes or, like, Anthony, just go check everybody else's abandoned holes. I was talking to Myron when we were over there at weigh-in, and Myron says, it's just a curse to use somebody else's hole, but I don't think you feel that way, do you, Anthony?
Oh, I drill plenty of my own holes, too. Seemed like Croton, every time we'd pop a hole, a new hole that, nobody had already picked them all off, there was plenty of fish to choose from. So
I did catch some good fish out of Myron's hole. I borrowed one. I drilled a whole bunch, but I borrowed one of his, too.
Poacher. Mm-hmm.
Myron does know how to pick where a good hole is, I think. But, yeah, it's been very interesting around here, and we did have some fun that day. We went out on Reed's Lake with the guys. We took them out. Steph and I were around. You guys were off to tournament, but we took a fair number of our podcast listeners out there, and we chased the perch around the lake until it became crappie time, and then we jumped and jumped and jumped and jumped until we found a school of crappie and picked off a half dozen or dozen or so, and then
they
got
shut
dark.
Down. And yep.
And then it was time to go get a beer. But it's been an interesting season around here. We got ice, you know, pretty prompt in January, and it froze pretty quick and got decent and thickness pretty quick. So there's some good clear ice out there. It's good hard ice. We didn't get the honeycombing like we did last year.
No, it's been good.
We haven't had all that big heavy snow making soup on top of the ice. But these days when it pops up to, you know, 38, 40 degrees and wets down the top, you know, the next day when it goes out, you're going to make sure that you have some kind of spikes on. Because that second day that I went out there on Reed's Lake afterwards, oh, mm-hmm. my gosh, was it glare.
Because it rained the day we left that night because I didn't come down for day two.
Yeah. Well, I stood up off my bucket and my hopper bucket blew out from underneath me. It was moving that day. So you know the wind's really cooking when that happens. But we've had some interesting days out here, and I think we're going to have some more to come. I know we're all planning on getting a little more fishing in this week before the weekend. We got to watch them cold temperatures, though. And if you guys are getting out there in those cold temperatures, be very careful and wear the right clothes and the right protection, because frostbite really ruins a fishing season.
Bet ya.
So get a good hat, pop your shelter. Don't be afraid to drag that shelter. You know, there's not a lot of snow out there, so you're not trudging it through heavy stuff. But especially if you're taking kids out there, make sure everybody's dressed appropriate. Hey, when we come back, we've got a special guest in the studio tonight and from the NAIFC tournament. We're going to talk to Jack and have a great little conversation about the Croton tournament that happened last weekend. So we're the MI Ice Guys. Remember, guys, send us some pictures. Post them up on Facebook. We'd love to see your catches. We'll always say positive things about it. And love to see it, especially when the kids are in the photos, too. So, MIIceGuys.com. Stay tuned. Hey, guys. You got a picture of your good catch? Maybe that big whopper crappie barely fit through the hole? Whatever it is, everybody loves seeing a good ice fishing picture. So feel free to upload those to the MI Ice Guys Facebook page. You can find us facebook.com/MIIceGuys. Hoping to see you some big ones. Hey guys, welcome back. We're in the studio tonight again, you know, kicking back with some beers and talking ice fishing, just like we always do here on MI Ice Guys. Had a great weekend last weekend. I was off to a beer festival, but I snuck back downstate just in time to see the finish of the Croton competition. And the NAIFC was in town, and we have a special guest from the NAIFC, Jack Baker. Jack, welcome to the show.
Hey, great to be here, Chess.
I think you're one of our first out-of-state guests. It's kind of cool.
Out-of-state, out-of-mind.
Oh, good, good, yeah. Hey, the guys had a wonderful weekend. There was a lot of varying in the size and the teams this weekend, and I heard you talk a little bit about it. What was your reflection on the weekend?
Oh, it was a great weekend at Croton. We had 61 teams in, two-person teams, and they got into some good-sized fish. And, you know, it was a typical NAIFC weekend, if I can say it. We had a good Friday night seminar, and then we turn around and do kids on Saturday, do them. Any kids that come in get a free HT rod. And then Sunday we do the competition. Like I say, we had 61 good teams, a lot of competition. The defending champs came back out of Wisconsin and pulled her off again.
Yeah, those guys did a wonderful job. I got to go up and peek at their catch. That was some pretty good stuff. I know Chad was snapping some pictures. Hopefully we'll be able to share those out on the site. Now, Anthony, you had your team out there. I saw you come across the finish line just slightly before Steph. So were you fishing closer, or did you give up earlier?
No, we finished in the same area, I think, that Steph finished.
So your ride was faster than Steph's?
Yeah. Okay. We probably packed it up 10 minutes before he did.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. And you got your 16.
Yeah, we had our 16. It was definitely a tough tournament for us. We first couple spots didn't do as well as we thought they would. Crappies weren't there. Struggled really hard. Didn't really have very many fish in the bucket even until about 10:30. So we had three fish in the bucket at 10:30 and ended up putting all the rest of our fish in the bucket after that. So,
yeah, we when we talked on Saturday, I know I got you on the phone. You said, yeah, I'm putting fish in the bucket on Saturday, and Saturday sounded great. It sounded like it was going to be a whopper tournament. But it didn't quite turn out that way, did it?
No. See, my problem was is I couldn't keep them hooked. They kept coming off, and, man, that was definitely frustrating.
Yeah, I could see that. Now, Steph, when you were at it, what did you find? How was it compared?
Compared to Saturday, it was a lot tougher.
The
fish weren't there. There were fewer of them, and they were a little more persnickety on the bite.
Now, our friend Corey, he put an article out there on MLive, and he said that they might have changed the flow on the dam. Did you guys hear anything about that?
That's the whisper across the... across the circuit, and of course, that's the whisper every year, too. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, now, Jack, how many other tournaments actually happen on dammed bodies of water?
Flowages.
Well, we deal... Probably Hebgen Lake was, a reservoir.
Yep.
But even the Metagoshi's got a river coming in and going out. It's just not that active up north. You know, hanging on the Canadian border, she shuts down with ice pretty hard. So we get two or three a year.
And yeah.
I mean, it's you always come up to them, all the tournament guys, and you say, where are you fishing this weekend? And they'll say, Hebgen Lake or something like that, and you look at them and go, well, yeah, that's another fish story, isn't it? Because if you're fishing a reservoir like a lake, you're in trouble to begin with.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty interesting. I know that a couple of the times when Steph was going up pre-fishing and we were talking about things, it was always, well, what's the flow? And, did we check on the flow and find out these things on it and stuff? So it was pretty interesting for me from an analytical side of it, and I really take on the analytical side of the fishing probably more than a lot of people. I know Chad is one of the guys. He's just gun it and go and loves to just pursue and pursue and pursue, but I always try and stand back and take a look at what kinds of things are going on.
Absolutely. One way you could tell the flow of what's up there is drilling holes, because your ice thickness varies as the current varies, and you can tell where they're moving and where they're not. So you don't even have to drop sonar down or camera down or anything to check it. You can just check the ice thickness and you know what's going on.
Well, that's a good piece of information for our guys that fish up north and on some of these dammed bodies of water and stuff. Now, Anthony, what was the hookup jig?
For me, I was running a 3-millimeter Fisca.
3-millimeter Fisca.
Red with glow dots.
Painted with meat?
Oh, yeah. I ran meat. My partner ran plastics. And I'm glad he didn't switch from plastics, because he ended up putting a lot of big fish in the bucket.
Yeah.
We ran white plastic, just a little tail.
Yeah, a little divide and conquer is a good plan to go on those things. Did you guys do the same thing, you and Dale, Steph?
I started out with plastics, and Mike key was for me as the for the crappies was a big jig. It was a 6 mil with a glow plastic on it, and
cannonballing.
Oh yeah, well, you're in 40 feet of water. It was,
let's get it going.
I wanted to get down there, and when I saw one, not mess around with the current too much,
right,
and they would come up and hit it. So,
well, that's good.
That was great. And then for the gills, it was a 3 mil black jig with a red and white spike on it. You really had to dance them hard about 2 feet above the fish, and they would come up and grab it.
Same kind of thing we find normally where the big fish and are the aggressive fish?
Yeah.
So you didn't have to do a ton of sorting?
Oh, no, we caught some little ones.
Oh, yeah?
We didn't catch we caught a few big ones, but not nearly enough.
All right, nothing for the record books this weekend. I saw a couple of good big fish, and what was, Jack, big fish was what?
It was a crappie, a little over 3/4 pound.
Yeah.
And about,
I thought that was, yeah, that was pretty good. I know.
0.84 or something like that for
Bowducker hung in there a long time with, yeah, that big fish, and then the boys came in and kind of
stole
Wilson the thunder.
Came in right at the end, yeah.
Yeah,
but it happens. But it's the NAIFC covers the ice belt, and there are no better shallow water fishermen than Michigan guys. That just, it's a fact.
Well, that's why we're taking so many of us to the Worlds this year.
Yeah, that's true. But it's what Steph was talking about is how to make changes in deeper water. I think Anthony could talk a little bit about mono versus something that doesn't quite have that much stretch and how many fish rolled and how many fish got away. And that you can see the smile on his face about what we're talking about.
Yeah, I remember somebody asking him on Sunday, did you break out the palm rod? And he just gave him a look like, no palm rod today.
No, there definitely wasn't no palm rod action.
But the guys, I mean, that come out and, I mean, that's one of the things you do tournament fishing is learn.
Yeah.
And learning how to handle deep water, handle current, just makes you a better fisherman all the way around.
Well, that's awesome. Now, one of the questions that I get asked by a lot of the guys drinking beer around here and the guys that ask questions through our website on miiceguys.com, they'll fire off the Ask a MI Ice Guy and say, you know, hey, how do they figure the payout on these tournaments? Is it strictly on teams coming in?
Yeah. The NAISC pays one place for every five teams in there. So if we got 20, we're paying four. We had 61, so we paid 12. We have other prizes. We have hard product prizes from our sponsors. But we really don't talk about that because we're a traveling circuit and the guys need cash. So we do cash. We have a payout sheet that's already, I mean, we know what we're going to pay if we have one team enter or 150 teams entered. It's already locked in. It's printed out and here you go. Basically, your first place team is going to pull about 38%, might be 37.5%. You know, I mean, in that range is you go from 61 to 62, 63. Generally, those dollars will filter back in the field.
Yep.
You know, and then when you kick it over to 65 teams, make that next five mark, then more dollars go to the first place team as it sifts through. So, you know, your front payoff varies a half, three quarters of a percent, but no big deal. I mean,
yeah. But it's kind of cool. There is some money in this, and, you know, a lot of our listeners, they'll fish some of the smaller area tournaments where, you know, maybe you're only winning a couple $100. But the NAIFC, I've been watching the pots, and they're substantial. Mm. They'll pay some gas bills.
61 teams, Newbie Wilson took home $3,500.
Yeah, that's a nice weekend. Well, I'll tell you, it was a real great adventure to come out and see the finish line. I was able to sneak in right there at the end and see the guys whipping in off the ice and all the camaraderie of the guys. It seems to be just a huge bunch of buddies coming in, and even the new guys. I got to talk to a few of those new locals that came in that were really having a great time. There was even that team from Florida.
We had a Floridian in the tournament. We've had guys from California. This time up here, what was fun was the NAIC is going to start a college division.
That would be cool.
Just like you see on the big, and the first ones that step up were Ferris State. So we were dealing with Jake and Chris, I think, out of Ferris, and that was, you know.
Well, that's Steph's school. Yep. I'll have to call my boys up at Michigan Tech and make sure they field the team.
You bet. I was surprised because, you know, I cold called them on Friday and literally said, can you get yourselves down here?
Well, I will make sure to get you the athletic director's number at Michigan Tech so that she can get in on that, because she's an outdoor lady. She loves outdoor sports and is a real follower of a lot of the great Michigan sports, and I think it'll be a great fun pairing.
We got Culver coming up this weekend, Culver, Indiana, and then we're in Menominee, Wisconsin. So they got two shots at making the national championship.
Well, I'll give her a call and see if they're ready to fire something up and got a team going. Well, guys, we've been visiting with Jack Baker from NAIFC. Jack kind of runs the thing there. He's the master of the scale. I witnessed him being very diligent about drying the basket and a lot of other details that behind the scenes that not everybody gets to see. And it's been great talking with you, Jack. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about Worlds. There's been some things going on, and we got to bring you up to date on those things. But we're the MI Ice Guys, podcasting hard water fishing in the Great Lakes State, and we'll be right back.
Hey, when I'm heading out fishing, I want to grab me a couple of beers. I like to have pop top off one, and my choice is Schmoe's. Bone Crusher, Treasure Chest, Hop Knocker if you dare.
Amber Teas, IPA, and Pale Ale. Grab the Brewer's Six. It'll do you well out on the ice, and you can even share with your pals. So stop by your local bottle shop and grab some schmoes. See you out there on the ice, guys. Drive safe.
Hey, guys, welcome back. We're the MI Ice Guys, and hey, we're talking ice fishing. We're talking World Championship ice fishing. And you have in the studio with you four members of the USA Ice Team. We are the U.S.'s best hope of scoring a gold in Kuopio, Finland this year. And since there's so many of us from Michigan, I mean, we've got five of us team members. Our buddy Six. Myron is coming up. Six. Who's the sixth one?
Our media specialist.
Our media specialist. Yeah, yes. We bring the hot chick along too. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we're going to be traveling over to Kuopio, Finland. And since there's so many of us from Michigan, we decided that we wanted to have our own Michigan practice. Rather than burning all that fuel and resources to go to Wisconsin and practice with those couple guys that live in Wisconsin, we're going to do our own thing in Michigan. We've got plenty of places, great places to fish, and we have decided that we are going to invite you guys, our podcast listeners, to join us in the adventure of practicing. So come out and give us a run for our money. We need the competition. You might beat us, and if you beat us, I think we have some prizes for the guys that are really performing out there. I've got some donations from Stopper Lures. They've got some equipment and some Bear Creek equipment and things that we're going to be able to share with you guys that are really participating with us and giving us a good run for our money and helping us practice. Now, Steph, you want to tell the guys where we're going?
Yeah, we're going to be heading up to Truefant, Michigan, to Muskellunge Lake. That's Big Muskellunge. And we're going to be meeting there at the main boat launch. And we're going to be fishing up by the island on the north end of the lake, which is about a half mile up from the launch there.
So if you got a snowmobile or a quad and you don't want to take a half hour or a half mile stroll across the ice, you might want to bring that along. That's perfectly fine. And the idea is that we're going to get out there and we're going to, first off, at 8 o'clock in the morning, we're going to give you a briefing on some of the world rules. We're not going to go into every detail, but we're going to set some ground rules for you guys. Chad's been doing some scouting, and he's got a spot picked out where we're going to be fishing. We're going to be fishing small fish. And so
there will be some good fish mixed in to test everybody, yeah. Too.
And Chad never wants to miss dinner, so he needs some dinner in there, too. But we're going to go in there. And now, Chad, what should the guys really expect, and what should they bring?
The smallest hand auger you have.
Because we are hand augering holes here.
Yeah, it's going to be hand augering. Any age or disability, we will probably pre-drill for you or let you use a drill or something like that just to make it easier on you.
But we want you guys to feel the competition that we're going to be going through at the Worlds when we are augering holes. We have to drill a hole
no and fish then sit finders. Down and fish.
Yeah, no fish finders.
We will probably do one to let people... See what they got, fish finder against no fish finder.
Yeah, well, yeah, when we all give up, then you can go to fish finders, but then you're probably out of the prizes.
Well, there could be some people.
No, we're going to do it. We'll do a heat where we do.
Are we going to use the finders too?
I'm not going to.
No, you really they're not man. Allowed. They're not going to use them.
No, we won't, but other people we will let. Yeah.
The same with augers too. A lot of people don't have a very quality hand auger, so they're going to be better off with either a drill auger or a power auger. In some instances, because not everybody has a hand auger.
Yeah.
So we don't want to exclude those that might not have a hand auger. Come on out with your power tools and give us your best.
If you're like me and you have the conversion kit, bring both. Then you can go either way on that. Throw it in your sled. But we want to get out there and get some practice. And we want to make sure that you guys understand who you're backing. Because we are there to represent you guys as good Americans, good American hard water anglers. In this tournament. Now, Anthony, you're gonna school them all on the palm rod, right?
I'll be using a palm rod more than exclusively.
Now, there's a lot of the guys that still haven't seen palm rods out there. Quickly describe a palm rod.
Palm rod's just a tiny little pole that you hand line up. It has a drag on it and a in a reel, but you don't reel.
Yeah, so really it's a hand lining thing. It's yeah. a stick
designed
with
to
a
be thrown.
This the special thing about the palm rods is the strike indicator.
Yeah, the spring bobber on it is super sensitive. Because when we go to Worlds, we're going to be typically put on some very small fish. There could be, like Chad said, some quality fish in there, but the majority of them are going to be very small. And in the Worlds, we're going for total poundage, so we keep throw everything in the bag and just add them up. Now, when we go and run our heats, we're talking, we're going to do some counts because we don't need to keep all those fish, and Michigan regulations only allow us to hold 25. But just count them. We're going to have a number of spotters and observers out there just kind of doing counts. So signal somebody that, hey, you caught a fish, down the hole it goes, and get back on to fishing and stuff. And we're going to cover all this in a lot of detail at 8 o'clock on the 22nd of February. Truefitt, Michigan. Go to the boat launch for Muskellunge Lake. It's right there at the edge of town. You'll be able to find it on the map. We'll post on MIIs, guys, some Google Maps that will show you where we're going to be and where we're going to be fishing. But that's where the public parking is on it and stuff. Now, Chad, what's the best advice you can give to these guys? Maybe they don't have a palm rod. What else? What kind of rod should they bring?
A shorter rod will help you a little bit with a good strike indicator, some light line, some smaller jigs. In the three-hour heat, somebody will probably get close to 200 fish. That's how many fish we should be on. So, I mean, you're going to be – it's going to test your efficiency.
It's going to be really fun as well.
Well, I'm going to put a bet on you guys. If you don't get 200 fish, I'm going to make you push me on a sled off the ice or something.
We did. We played out there last year, and it was about 22 to 24 minutes for 25 with drilling holes.
So I think this is going to be a really cool adventure. For those of you that are really interested in the Worlds and how we fish over there and how it differentiates from the NAIFC tournament that we talked about in the last segment and things, this is a different class of fishing, and we need your help in practicing. So there's going to be some really cool things going on. We're going to spend most of the day out there hanging around. There's going to be, you know, at least into the early afternoon. The guys, we actually have Myron coming in from Brooklyn, and we're going to be setting up a number of things for you guys to do. We're going to set up a zone down there. And
there'll be a few zones.
Oh, yeah. You got a few zones. How many cones do we have, man?
Well, we have to flip-flop every time.
Oh, we got to move the cones? All right.
There'll be multiple.
Yeah, well, that's so you don't reuse holes.
Yeah.
Myron will grump if we reuse holes because he loves to drill holes.
We can dance all the way around that island with the zones, so that'd be good.
There'll be a lot of good fun out there we're going to go. So, once again, just to remind you, we're going to be 8 a.m. for the rules meeting, and we're going to do that right out by the island. We're going to be actually having Channel 17 is going to be coming out and joining us that morning. We're going to be doing a little interviewing with them beforehand, but they're going to be there for the first part of the heats too. So, you know, clean your suit, look good. You might be on TV and your mama might see you and stuff like that. But, you know, come out and help the MIIs guys because, you know, Michigan Hardwater Anglers, our friend Jack said it really well. We're excellent in shallow water. We're used to smaller fish and these delicate bites, and that's why there's probably so many of us on the team. We're going to go off there to the Worlds and try and show the world how great of hard water anglers we are. So if you want to join us, make sure you check the site. I'm going to post some details up there written so you didn't have to scratch all this stuff down while you're there. But just to give you a heads up, February 22nd, it's Sunday morning, and we're going to get out there 8 o'clock. We're going to have a little rules meeting. If you're late and coming in, we'll let you jump in and somebody will step aside and give you a little briefing on things. Nothing real super formal, but we need the practice. We need a little competition from you guys. So even if you guys think you got your stuff, you know, hey, show up. You know, if you show us up, you know what we're going to do? We're going to invite you to try out for the Worlds because our tryouts are coming up the end of the month. Out in Rhinelander, I know that Anthony, you're looking forward to it, right?
Oh, I can't wait. It's always a great time. It's good to see the guys who come and try out. So,
and you want to defend your position,
and I also want to defend my position.
And Chad, you're ready for that all that hole drilling and everything else that you love about tryouts?
I'm going to skip that heat. I'm going to take a dead last if they do that again.
He likes the running, I think.
It's not worth the damage.
I'd rather run.
You'd rather run. Looking at you, I wouldn't expect that. But, guys, I hope that a lot of you join us. So check the MIIIceGuys.com, and we will be posting details about our practice day on February 22nd, 8 a.m., Truefitt, Michigan, Muskellunge Lake. See you on the boat ramp. Hey, guys. Jazz here from the MIIIceGuys. I want to talk to you about K&E Stopper Lures, especially the Scandia line of tungsten jigs. I've been having a great time fishing with these this year and last year. The new colors are awesome. Check them out. Get out there to your local sporting goods shop and look for that blue packaging with yellow text on it. Pick up a Scandia lure or 10. It's a whole lot of fun to fish with. They're bright, they're durable, and good stuff. Hey guys, welcome back. It's the MIIIceGuys guys. We've been talking about adventures all evening long here. We've had some great times. The guys from the Croton Tournament, they were speaking to us about how things went out there. We had our special guest, Jack Baker, from the NAIFC Tournament team.
He's our tournament director.
He's an awesome guy. He had some really great knowledge for us in there, and we loved speaking with him. Now, Stefan and I, we're the last two men standing on the episode tonight. Wanted to cover up, kind of mop up a whole lot of things that have been going on now. The boys that went out, they did some great tournament stuff and things, and now they're hustling off to get their gear around for another tournament. They're going to
Culver, Indiana.
Culver, Lake Mixentucky, right?
Yeah, Mixentucky, yep.
Yeah. Going to fish with the Hoosiers this weekend, see if they can show them a thing or two.
I guess they got big perch down there, like pound and a halfers, two pounders.
I heard something about that.
Big old perch and Maxi. And they're on the agenda. They can catch those, too. So.
Cool. I wonder if Bob's going
over.
They
opened it up.
Our buddy Bob from the world team, he is over there in Illinois. And our team captain, Mike McNutt, maybe those guys might sneak over for a little bit of tournament fishing. It's kind of close for them.
Yeah, I'm sure Myron will be there.
Oh, yeah. Myron's going to go down and school everybody, give a good big lecture.
Bodeckers.
The Bodeckers and Myron were all hilarious at the weigh-in this last weekend. If you guys ever have the opportunity for one of these big national tournament weigh-ins to attend it, it is entertaining. We drank some, crappy beer and, sat down there at American Legion Hall there in Croton while they did the weigh-in. And Jack did a great job of running that. Our good buddy, Bodecker, he did
the
MCN until it was his turn for his team. And then Myron jumped up there and laid a little grief on him. It was pretty entertaining. Well, other things have been going on. We had our first fish fry here at Schmo's last weekend on Friday night. Now, for those of you that haven't been paying attention, live under a rock, are somehow not on my email list or haven't looked on the website, all the guys from MIIIceGuys, Chad, Anthony, Steph, and myself, we are all on the U.S. national team, USA ice team, to go off to the Worlds. And now the trip to Finland is not free. We all had to cut a big chunk of check out for that stuff, and we're looking to get a little support. My check actually came at Christmas. That hurt a little bit. So we're trying to raise some money, and then the other bad news we got is that booze is very expensive in Finland, and it's cold out, so it's not like we're going jogging or anything like that. We're just looking for a little bit of financial support from all of our fans that love to listen to us, love to fish with us, to come on out and enjoy a fish fry. We've got our good buddy, Chef Dewey, who's cooking for us. Now, Steph, you missed it last week. You were busy. But we did IPA batter.
Sounds awesome.
Oh, it was great.
The hops in that IPA would make a fantastic batter.
It popped.
Done it at my house with the Pilsner.
Yep.
And the pale ale. It's very good, too.
Well, this Friday, Jack of Spades, our black IPA, brand new offering from Schmoes, is due to come out, and we are going to utilize Jack of Spades in our batter. So the batter will be a little bit darker, and we're trying to appeal to the foodies and the beer nerds alike in getting out there with something different every week. We're going to use a different beer every week, and put it out there for you. Now, we're also going to play some games. Now, Steph, I had an idea about games. Let me run this by you and see what you think. A couple of our good sponsors of the MI Ice Guys have donated some prizes. So I'm thinking we just have a, you know, like a fumble bag where you fumble around in there and you pull out a poker chip.
Yeah.
If the poker chip is a certain color, you get a prize pack. If a poker chip is not a different color, maybe you just get a jig, smaller pack. And if you pull out the white poker chip, thanks for the donation.
Exactly. Yeah.
But I'm thinking we gotta charge a couple bucks for a pull on that and see what we can do. We've got some really great products. We got a lot of jigs, a lot of lures, a lot of ice fishing equipment, bobbers, baits, plastics, bucket seats. I saw there were a couple of bucket seats in there. I think we've got some ice cleats, some wonderful thing prizes in there and stuff that we're going to share around with everybody that want to support us. And really, this is a support thing.
Sounds like Jack hooked us up on a myriad of items for us.
Oh, I'm looking at a big brown box over there, and I got another big brown box of great items behind there. So thank you to Stopper Lures out of Hastings, Michigan.
So come on out this Friday and join us for a fish fry, and we'll give away some prizes. And
yeah, we may make Steph commandant of prizes. I think that'd be a good job for you. You're tall enough, you can keep all the rabble-rousers from going wild on that. But the fish fry was absolutely wonderful. We're looking for a huge crowd this weekend. If you guys can't make it over to one of our fish fries, we do have another way to support, and maybe you'd want to do that anyway. Me being a technological guy, you know, went to Michigan Tech and all, I came up with a website. Now, Steph, you've been poking around on that website. We have a support website.
Yeah, for Ask an Ice Guy a Question. And we also got our ice thicknesses map out there that people continue to post to.
Yep. But I created a new one called wifc.miiceguys.com, where for a donation, you get a password to our private media site. Now, Steph and I, and if we can teach Chad and Anthony how to do it, they're a little technically challenged. We're going to be posting pictures. Every time we get an internet connection, we're going to be sending out these pictures to this website and writing short little quip stories about what we're doing on the whole adventure as we travel over to Finland.
Yeah, we'll now start with the plane trip over.
Oh, yeah. You might get a picture of Steph sleeping.
Yeah, or going through Helsinki Airport and then on a train.
Yeah, we get a train ride.
Yeah.
Now, I know that a lot of people, you know, really don't get into trains here in the U.S., but in Europe, trains are huge. We were looking at the possibility of a bus. Now, the guys last year that went to Belarus, they have some horror stories about the bus ride.
Oh, yeah.
They said that their local guides were hanging by the door because they wanted to be the first ones to jump and save their lives if the bus went off the cliff or something. So we're very thankful that we're going to be riding on a train where we can get up, walk around, have a cocktail, hang out and stuff. I mean, we're just really excited about that opportunity. And it is a 5 or 6 hour jaunt.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot funner on the train than it is on a bus ride. We can get up and move around and hit the coach car for some drinks and stuff and refreshments and really enjoy ourselves a lot better than after our 12-hour plane ride. We're going to be ready to walk around and stretch.
We might also need to bring the euchre deck.
Most definitely.
And get on that. But, guys, you know, yeah, if you can see it in your heart to support us and you love what we do and you want to hear more about it, we've got a lot of great opportunities for that. Now, some other things that are coming up. There's Sunday, the 15th here, coming up. Frostbite Series is going to be on Reed's Lake. They're going to be fishing out there. It's going to be a cold weekend, so button up, boys. Yeah, it's going to be a chilly brisk one.
Yeah. And you also got the free fishing weekend this weekend.
So yeah.
So enjoy that. Get out there. You don't have to have a license. A
couple of my buddies, they're running that event, Dam the Dam, Dam to Dam up at Croton and Hardy. So, you know, that's another opportunity to get out there. And especially, you know, maybe, hey, you don't have your license this year. I can't believe that people don't have their license. It just boggles my mind.
Yeah, it's free fishing weekend. It's take your date fishing.
Yeah.
It's Valentine's Day.
Romance on the ice. Not sure how that worked. But
yeah. If you find one of those, let me know.
Yeah, you got a spare girl that likes that, you know, call Steph and I. We're single guys and could use one that wanted to go ice fishing instead of having to go off to something fancy where we have put on a tie.
Something foo-foo.
Yeah. But then we've got some other things coming up. Early March, we've got a couple more NAIFC tournaments happening around the region.
Yeah, we got the last one on the 8th of March. That's going to be in Manoman, Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. Well, that ain't too terrible of a drive.
Nah, it's a trophy panfish lake. Fantastic fishery. You know, big crappies and big gills. Your limit there is 10 panfish. So wow. When you turn in your 8 and 8, you better be very selective on what you keep in your bucket.
Now, was that the one where you were telling me about they had to use the extensions?
Oh, yeah, they have had to use extensions there before.
When the ice is that thick. Now, how long are the extensions?
Oh, about a foot.
About a foot.
Yeah.
There was another thing about the tailgate of a pickup truck you were telling me?
Yeah, that was up in Minnesota where they put a couple-foot extension on, and they start their hole in the back of the stand on the tailgate of the truck. Then they finish it down on the ground and then back up to the truck, take the auger out, and that's a lot of work. That's not a tournament. You know, tournament fishing, that would be very tough because you're not going to be a ice troller, drilling a lot of hole kind of person. I don't care what kind of drill you got or what.
Now, I did see pictures of our friend Sean Warner when they were up in North Dakota, and it really looked like he was tournament fishing right out of the pickup truck. I think he had the truck running with the heater going.
Mm-hmm.
Sean, he'll find a way, won't he?
Oh, yeah.
It's great. So, guys, hey, we've had a blast talking with you today. And if you've got an idea for us, a question for us, on the website, there's Ask an MI Ice Guy. You can fill out your little question. It blasts off to all four of us.
Yeah.
And, you know, some days you get one of us to answer. Some days you get four of us to answer.
Yeah, or come out this Friday to Schmoe's and ask us in person. We'll be around.
Yeah, Steph and I will be hanging around. The boy, Chad and Anthony, I think, are off to tournament again this week. And we'll be hanging around. We're going to wear our gear, some of our gear. I don't know. I wore my warm-up suit last week. We'll see
where you're at.
No, my jersey hasn't come in yet. I got to talk to McNatt about that.
I'll wear mine, so.
And
you won't miss me.
Yeah, come in and talk to us and play our little game, you know, for a couple dollar donation. We got to figure out exactly how much that's going to be. We're going to let you reach in the bucket, pull out a poker chip, and see what kind of prize you win. And any way about it, you can enjoy some great Schmoe's beer, enjoy some really awesome fish, beer battered up with Jack of Spades Black IPA. It's going to be a really unique thing. Last week's batter was just primo. And we would just want to have a good time. We love chatting with people about ice fishing, swapping stories, showing us pictures. It's all great. Remember, on our Facebook page, you can post a picture, too, of anything you got going. Anything you want to say in the end here, Steph?
Hey, look forward to seeing everybody on Friday.
Friday, and then, hey, a week from Sunday.
Yeah, and a week from Sunday on the 22nd.
22nd, we've got our practice day. If you want to come out and fish like a world champion, come on out and hang with us.
Go head-to-head against a bronze medalist, third best in the world.
Yeah, I'd love to see a lot of people put him to shame. But you're going to have to do it our way.
Yeah.
No fish finders, no power augers. Fishing old-fashioned, and I'd bring the most sensitive rod you got because these fish ain't going to be big by general idea. MI Ice Guys trying to bring it to you as authentic as we can. Trying to keep you safe and entertain you as we are hard water fishing in the Great Lakes State. Keep it right, boys, and stay safe on the ice. And remember, if you get a chance to take a kid fishing, that's just preserving our life. See ya.
MI Ice Guys would like to thank you for joining us once again for one of our podcasts. Be sure to subscribe on miiceguys.com so that you don't miss any of our tips and hear a little bit about our fishing stories. Be safe out there, guys. Enjoy the fishing. And may thaw soon.